Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up on this Thursday edition, it is finally here, draft day in the NFL. Albert Breer's going to stop by. Some potential surprising quarterback selections coming up later on tonight. You can find out by listening through. Plus, we're going to talk about the other NFL rumors, reports, speculation, potential trades. We've got the Lions and Bengals dealing with some roster issues. One of them positive, the other not so much. We've also got some stories about having to use the bathroom during a busy draft day and what that's like. Don't worry about it. It'll make some sense. Plus, we got another edition of In Case You Missed It. We've also got You In or You Out, and Reggie gets his Heisman back. Whoop-dee-doo! We'll talk about it all coming up next here. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe on a Thursday, Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Bum, 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 bum. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can find us here on the iHeartRadio app. You can always find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever the hell you are making us a part of your Thursday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We will be taking you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do so live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So it is a Thursday morning here, and you're probably thinking, well, this is just your run-of-the-mill Thursday mornings. We're just going to sit here and talk about the NBA playoffs or sit here and talk about the NHL playoffs. But not so fast, my friend, in the words of the great Lee Corso. It is draft day. It is draft day in the NFL. It is finally here. One of the great non-sports sporting events that we have all year long. It is officially draft day. Welcome home, boys.
Yeah.
First big right. event of the NFL offseason. Let's fire it up. Bar's going to be on the call later on.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting inside right. information from Jay Glazer.
That's right.
Steve Keim's going to be there.
All you got to do is listen. Hey.
I'll say let's peel back the curtain. Let's peel back the curtain.
Yeah,
because I used to see Joel would do this, and he'd be sending out those picks, you know, his prognostications what the pick was going to be, and I texted Jay Glazer. I said, Jay, stop feeding Joel those picks because they're making him look good. Lamar, you've been there with him.
And that's how it goes.
Oh yeah, Jay knows all the picks before they happen.
So how far in advance? It is Jay Glazer up on the pick? Like, is he on his phone the entire time during
for
the show?
For some teams, he probably knows right now. And then once the draft gets going, he'll have, like, you know, probably a few minutes.
He's pretty quick. Yeah. But he is on his phone, and it's more text messaging. It's not – he doesn't – it's not like he's on phone calls with them. It's just – he'd be on his text, and – or email or whatever it is, and he's like, yeah, that's who it's going to be. And he don't miss. Like, the first year I was like, what? Like, look, I got my draft board right here. You know, did all of my
hey Jay, I've got my draft board right here, Jay.
I showed it to him. He laughed. He'd like,
Jay, this is who's best player available.
I disagree, Glaze. That's a team need.
He was looking at it. He was like, yeah, that's a good one right there. That's a good one.
Hey, hey, Glaze, I think this guy's the best player available, in my opinion.
He didn't miss. And then we did it the second year, and I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He really knows.
You were probably looking over at Joel at times, being like, what the heck? Have you worked it with Joel Klatt before?
No. Oh, okay. I've never done it with Klatt.
Yeah, no. When Klatt was doing it, it was like the same thing. I used to text him and be like, stop acting like you know all the picks. I was like, it's all Jay. Jay's just sitting right next to you telling you everything that's going on.
Bro, it's almost uncomfortable to sit there and have to wait because I wanted to be the one that did it. Like,
yeah.
Yep, it's going to be such and such going here, right? Let's check it out, guys. Like, Jay's like, yeah, it's going to be like he'll sit there, he'll look at you while we're on air, and he'll tell you what the pick is, and it's like, huh. Like I said, I was apprehensive at first. Like, I'm not going out there on a limb like that. Like, Jay's he's telling us so that if it's wrong, it's on us and it's not on him. But it was right every time. So now I just listen and react. That's all. I just have my information ready to go. And whoever the pick is, I have, like, notes on all the potential first-round picks. But when I get in there, I tell him, like, are these the first rounders? He's like, yeah, those are the first rounders. And that's it. That's all I need, just to have my information so I can react, because he's always going to have the pick. So
yeah. There's always going to be a few guys that, you know, maybe surprise some people, you know, that they like. Like the tackle out of Houston, Paul, he hasn't been getting a ton of love. You don't see him in a ton of mock drafts, but he's, like, starting to now, because I think someone kind of tipped off, like, hey, this guy could be a first-round tackle. But there's always a few surprises.
So he's climbing up the draft boards is what you're saying.
Right, as they would say, he's climbing up the draft boards.
Climbing up.
Yeah, as the nerds would say.
But I will say this format is much better than the Saturday-Sunday event they used to have, which I think was the event when you guys were getting drafted, to where it would go so long.
But it was like March Madness. Like, you went all day Saturday-Sunday. It was awesome.
I want to know how Berman and the rest of those guys who were running the draft, like, when did they get to go to the bathroom? When did they
eat? Exactly, they didn't.
They
probably had to have a catheter
just
installed.
Pee on yourself. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Or like those marathon runners who just poop while they keep running.
Oh, yeah, that guy at the Boston Marathon just blew out the back door and said, yeah, I got to fight this one through.
That's what made them so great.
Exactly, I mean? Like, Jonas. You can't do that.
That's for the job.
Yeah. LeVar is going to do that tonight to a degree.
That's right.
Oh, he might blow out his pants.
That's right.
Well, play. You know the way I drink. You know the way I do. LeVar, if you blow out your pants in the name of the show on the draft coverage for Fox Sports Radio, like, you go to another level.
Yeah.
Like, that'll get you one step closer to a
Marconi. You know, I haven't already done that.
I was going to ask you, you've been in media for a while, both TV and radio. Have you ever had an issue like that?
Yes.
Oh.
Absolutely.
You blew it out on the air in your pants?
I mean, you've seen how I handle it. You've actually been around me a couple times where it's got to happen.
Yeah, like LeVar's bladder is almost like a Tesla. Really gets to top speed quick. Like you go from there is no revving of the engine and you hear the gear shift. It's just 0 to 70, and you're like, oh, I guess we're merging with traffic now. We were just at a stoplight, and now you know there we go. Like, he will, and he'll give me the look. He'll give me the look where he'll remove his headphones and go,
how does he know all this?
It's true.
Because we've been in the studio so many times together that I just know he'll look at me and go, yep, it was that coffee. He'll just disappear. But he always makes it back in time. There's never a problem. You know,
he's never
he doesn't fall in. There's no issues.
The body clock. It's just like, look, we got to cooperate with what you got going on, but you got to cooperate with me getting back on air on time. So it just works out, you know. Just trying to be a pro, you know, just try to do. But it happened to me on set one time for television as well, and it's just you just gotta clench and you gotta hold for dear life. That's all I can say. Plus the fact that you have your microphone, so you gotta not forget about that, because those microphones are strong, so no matter where you go, they can hear you. And so you gotta make sure you handle that. Then you have your suit on and stuff like that. So then you gotta get through all of that. That's a much more stressful proposition than radio, having to go. But I've never, you know, it's never not worked out, is what I'll say.
But you start sweating a little bit as well too. You start stressing, like, yeah, this is gonna be the one. Like, I'm gonna go viral.
I feel like doing Big Noon would be more stressful if you ever had a moment like that, because there's not, like,
I'll tell you a secret.
I'm a bathroom snob. Go ahead. You guys got your own, like, little deal, huh?
No. I don't eat. I actually basically starve myself.
Yeah, I mean, that's the safest
place. I'm dead serious.
It's the safest play. Yeah. It's the safest play. Just don't put anything on your stomach. But, see, me, I have a weird body. My body would be like, oh, you thought you were tricking us, huh? No food. He's like, well, we'll take some of this old stuff you got going on here, and we'll, you know, we'll work with that.
Like, you know, what do you got in dry storage, Bar? That'll work.
What's going on? What's this? What's this I'm feeling? I didn't eat. What are you doing, belly? You know?
Is that a French fry from 2 weeks ago? That'll
Come
work.
On, man.
Well,
like,
go ahead.
Is that corn? Like, what?
Oh, no.
I didn't eat that last, like, four days ago.
Damn.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird. My body just, that's how it works, though. You know, it's how it works. It's just, you know, nature calls. You know, it's like, let's see how he handles this one. Here's a curveball for you. Like, oh, wow. Like, all right. I'm in the middle of traffic. I'm on the 10. We're not going to get anywhere anytime fast, so I know, you know, it's just you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Yeah.
You know when to walk away.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
The other thing is, when you go to Big Noon, I would imagine having to fight through the crowd. Do you guys have your own porta potty? Do you have something there, or do you got to use what everybody else is using?
Like, there's a separate bathroom, but there's usually one, like, that's kind of like a university facility near our green room. So it's like a bathroom, not for us, but it's like a bathroom in an area that, like, only we're at, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's not like they like travel their own porta pot, you know, like, what was it? North Korea, where Jim Kong Il or whatever, like travel with his own bathroom.
I mean, if you got the money, like, that seems like the way to go.
Well, you don't remember
I'm
this?
I'm a potty snob. So if I could, like, do that would be dope. Honestly, if I could have a porter potty that is, like, super pristine and nice, and it was just mine, it'd be like, if I could take it with me on airplanes, all that stuff. Like, I'm a porter snob. I'm a public snob. Like, I won't go in public.
It was Kim Jong Un. Yeah, he brought a portable toilet to some summit.
Nice. Now, is it like one of those trailers or an actual Andy Gump that they bring in on
Oh, they brought it in on a huge aircraft.
Wow, that's awesome.
Got like a little hat, like a portable one that you can use, like, it's a hat, almost like one of those
hat?
Like
you get a big bucket hat and you just take it off your head and...
No. So it's like, it's like in a backpack, and you take it out and you put it on your head, and it's almost like one of those, like, you know, like, I'm not trying to sound racist or anything, so I don't know how to say it, but like one of those hats that go out really far, like almost like a saucer goes out really far. Anyway, then it goes down like a shower, and then it has like a little, like, thing that you, like, flip open, and then you sit on it, and it has a bucket under it.
And you're supposed to carry around that bag of crap in your backpack.
If I find
comfortable
it,
about
I'm going to send it to you.
Like, there's no way you're wearing the clothes that were in there next to it. How do you get that clean? Does it come with bags?
Hey, listen, man, I didn't make it. I happened to see it yesterday, to be honest with you. I think somebody sent it to me because they know how much of a potty snob I am. So I was like, interesting. And I said, it had a little hole in the side where you could stick your hand out and hold the person that you love hand. You know, like, you hold their hand while you're doing it. You could do it anywhere you're at. You could do it in the middle of, like, Times Square. You could do it, like, nobody knows. It's just like your little personal tent.
I mean, you could just come to downtown L.A. and just, you know, let it go freely like most people do.
Wow, that is very true.
They just, you know, that'll work. Oh, is it for somebody eating lunch there? No, no problem. Right outside. That'll do wonders for me. But on the discussion of waiting, if you guys had to guess right now, which quarterback do you think is waiting a little bit longer to get drafted tonight in the first round?
Of who, though?
Of, I mean, let's say,
like, Bo Nix and Michael Penix?
Drake May, Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix. Who do you think has to
wait? Bo Nix at all.
Yeah,
but who do you think's gonna be maybe a surprise? Do you think J.J. McCarthy goes ahead of Drake May?
Hey guys, who's gonna wait the longest? Okay, that was a good question. All right, who's gonna be the surprise? All right, let me ask it. That
is he
way.
Messing with you, Q? Is that
is he taking a shot at you?
I'm trying to ask.
Hold on. Yeah, exactly. Just because I waited till the 22nd pick. I mean, geez, Jonas.
No, okay, hold on. That's why did LeVar go there?
I would, the funny thing horrible. Is about First that of is all, like when once the Dolphins passed at 9. Everyone's like, well, what were you thinking? I was like, probably what everyone else was thinking. I was like, I need to go to the bathroom, and I don't know who's going to take me from this point because I hadn't talked to one team outside of the top 10. So I was like, I was looking at the teams. I was like, yeah, they don't need a quarterback. They don't need a quarterback. They don't need a quarterback. I was like, I'm going to be here a while now. Someone sent me a photo of a draft day I just put up the other day. And that was when, like, the green rooms were not big. I mean, it was me, Jamarcus Russell, Calvin Johnson, Gaines Adams, Adrian Peterson. I don't know that anyone else went for my class. Like, that was it. Hmm. I mean, think about it. You had 1, 2, 4, 7, and I didn't go to 22. So it's like it was an empty room there. And that was when the picks were longer in between. I think they were, 15 minutes, whatever they used to be, 20. It felt like an eternity.
But, I mean, you bringing your grandma to Jamarcus Russell's after party was a bit much.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was...
I didn't talk to you about that one, LeVar. Yeah. So we had to go...
Granny Quinn turned up.
We had to make an appearance at this, like... It was the night before... Yeah, that was the night before the draft. There was, like, this big... I didn't know where it was at, but it was at, like, a huge, you know, space. Huge space. And... You know, it was like a big, big party, big club type like atmosphere. And I had all my family with me because we had just come from a dinner. So like even my grandma Peg. Mm. And so we're kind of like all walking on the red carpet together.
What up, Peg?
And I think that's, by the way, that was when I think there was like a ton of celebrities there. I'll text you one in particular in the chat. But we walked into that place. And it was like, they were like, what are you guys doing in here? And I was like, okay, here's the plan, guys. We walk through real cool, you know, enjoy the vibes. And then we're going to walk from one end to the other. We're going to go ahead and get on out of here. And I just remember looking back up at the stage. And I think Jamarcus at that time was up on the stage rapping with like Fat Joe or someone, whoever was like in town rapping for the event. I was like, man, he must feel really good about tomorrow because I was like, I don't know that that's going to be the case for me, but we'll see.
That's fine.
We'll see where things go.
You guys didn't get a cocktail at least?
No. Dude, trust me. It was packed. It was packed. I mean, we had security with us, so we just kind of were like, yeah. And, you know, Grandma Peg's back there like, what are they saying? What's happening?
Oh, no.
Where are we? I was like, it's all right, Grandma. Keep coming,
did
Grandma.
Did they say what I just said? They said?
What are they saying?
Cover your ears.
Oh, grandson, are we going to stay here? Are we gonna dance? I don't know, Grandma. You might break a hip. Like, you know.
Oh, no.
Oh. Well, listen, it's going to be a fun ride later on tonight. We will find out who goes early, surprises. We're going to have bold picks. We're going to have some over-unders. Albert Breer is going to stop by. We've got more rumors. We've got more reports out there. We're going to break it all down for you. This is a three-hour extravaganza of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on draft day on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next here, though, from the TireRack.com studios, we're going to tell you about how one team in the NFL looking for a bounce-back year next year all of a sudden got dealt a little bit of bad news, and that's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. You know about Ace of Base, Var?
Is this Ace of Base?
Hell yeah.
Huh. Nice.
What a lame song.
It's definitely a pool song, pool party song.
Yeah, it really is. Like, yeah. Like you would never actually play it yourself in your car or want to be caught driving around with it on the speaker, but if you're at a pool, it's like, yeah, whatever. Somebody threw it on, that's fine. Misery loves company. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Jeez. Fox Sports Radio. 20 minutes from now here from the TireRack.com studios. We're going to tell you about how a couple of people in the world of sports are being rewarded for their loyalty. All right, so loyalty goes a long way. We've got the numbers for you. That'll be yours again a little over 20 minutes from now. The Cincinnati Bengals, they picked up the fifth-year option on Ja'Marr Chase yesterday, so they made that announcement, and they're going to try and get a long-term deal done there. And then all of a sudden, Trey Hendrickson decided, yeah, I'd like to be traded. So he requested a trade via his agent. They've talked to the Bengals about that. They've got a couple of years of non-guaranteed years left on their contract. This on the heels of T. Higgins also asking for a trade. I don't know if the timing of this means that maybe there's some movement toward in the draft coming up later on tonight, a la what we saw A.J. Brown a couple of years ago in the T. Higgins conversation. But the Bengals have said they do not want to trade these guys, but those are a couple of unhappy campers there in Cincinnati who's looking for a bounce back year after a disappointing season last year. So not fun for the Bengals.
Well, I just thought it was interesting we're leading with the Bengals. A lot of news on the Lions yesterday, but I guess we'll talk about the Bengals.
We can do either. Go Lions.
I think it's the timing of it is what's most interesting. You do it right before the draft because it puts the team in a position where they now have to juggle the roster with the draft and a potential veteran that could be used as ammunition for a trade. And if they want to move up, if they want to move around. And really, you have two players who fall into that category. The problem is T. Higgins is coming off a year where he wasn't 100%. So you wish he was coming off his best year if you didn't think you could come to a long-term agreement and you've got to trade him. Not really the case. I don't know that they're going to be – I mean, he's not able to maximize his value, I don't think, based off this past year. And with a year where you've got a number of wide receivers that could be going in the first round who are going to be cheaper options than T. Higgins. So it becomes difficult for T. Higgins to really find a path to that big contract, at least this year, unless he just becomes a huge distraction and impacts the team in that way. You know, the Hendrickson one's kind of interesting because he's got, I think, a lot of leverage. If you look at their roster and you know, Sam Hubbard's played well across from him, but not as well as Trey Hendrickson has been. And so if you're Cincinnati, you're like, all right, this dude's unhappy. We would like to restructure, do something. Or should we maybe look at, you know, trying to get an edge rusher that could replace him? You know, if we could find a way of, replacing him. I mean, he is, you know, 30 at this point. So that's usually that age where teams start getting hesitant about wanting to give you the big money deal, even though Trey Hendrickson has played well enough, he deserves it. So I think the timing of it's interesting because it happens in an instance where it now gives Cincinnati some different things they can kind of play with and manage, even though Trey Hendrickson and his, you know, agency have probably been sitting there thinking the whole time, hey man, if they don't want to try to renegotiate, you know, my contract and our deal to give me a little more guarantees in this thing, let's just wait until right before the draft where we make this kind of public declaration. We'll see how things go from there.
I mean, he's their best defensive player, don't you think?
Yeah. No, I think that's right.
I mean, I kind of think that's kind of – I mean, you could debate it maybe a little bit, but maybe not much. I mean, Hubbard on the other side is pretty – he's fairly good. But Hendrickson changes the dynamic of your game plan as an offense when you're preparing for the Bengals. If you were to lose that element, you lose a major part of the personality of your defense. And this has been a pretty sturdy, pretty stout defense for the Bengals on this successful run they've had in terms of winning. So I mean, for him not to have any guaranteed money in his contracts, in his contract, and like you said, he's aging. But I would say his game is not based off of something that age would take away from him. I mean, he's not a blazer. It's not like he's super fast, blistering fast, and now he's getting old.
Oh, is that because he's white? Is that what you're saying?
It's possible, but I don't know that that's what it is. But it's just it's not his game. I mean, I'll give you a great example of a black dude that was like that, Brian Cox. Brian Cox was one of the slowest dudes that ever played this game.
All right.
But for
now
some
I feel
reason,
better about it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And I mean,
he's a big dude though.
He's a black man too. Anyway, he's a real one. he's a real one. Hey, so but
B-Cox.
But he gonna hit you with that jab
ZG.
step. and he's going to swim move you, and it's going to work, and nobody understood why it always worked, right? So he's, you know, Hendrickson is like one of those type of guys. He's not flashy. He doesn't even look flashy in his uniform. Like, to look at him, you'd be like, how is this dude so good? Why is he continuing to get to the quarterback every single time? But that's nonetheless the type of player that he is. He's a technician. He knows what he's doing in terms of how to defeat the blocker in front of him. And it makes a difference. He makes timely plays for that Bengals defense consistently. So to have 2 years left, I don't, you know, obviously he feels as though he has the leverage and he feels as though he's outperformed the contract, but you still have 2 years left on your contract. So it's interesting to kind of, you know, press their hand at draft, on draft day or draft time, to try to get up out of there. It makes you wonder where does Hendrickson see this team going? Where does he see things? Is it just purely based upon the money, or is it the money and the opportunity? It just makes me wonder, you know, about the Bengals a little bit.
Does it even matter that his agent comes out and says we'd like to be traded? They've got 2 years of control, and I know he's coming off his best season.
It does, because it puts more pressure on the team when you make it public that you're unhappy. They have to answer about it. They have to deal with it. Fan base pressure and all that. There's definitely pressure that it puts on the organization once you take private business and make it public. You know, I think what's interesting is I got four names for you now. I like looking where the Bengals draft, because there's a few considerations as to where they could go at 18 when you're in that kind of middle of the draft spot. Dallas Turner probably won't be there from Alabama. But I think there's varying opinions on Jared Ferris from Florida State. Leatu Latu out of UCLA. And then, as I said, LeVar. Yeah, Chop Robinson sitting there, from Penn State. And I think, you know, now those guys become part of the conversation. Whereas you might have said before this, hey, we got this guy under contract for 2 years. We feel good about, you know, with where we're at. But that looks a little different now.
Mm. Now, did Pete Prisco really believe in Chop Robinson, or is he saying that to kind of?
No, he does. We talked a lot about it. I'll be honest with you, too. If I was going to rank the edge rushers, I would probably have, based on what I saw this year, I would have Dallas Turner, Chop Robinson, Leatu Latu. There's some guys that, like, when you look at some of these rankings, they're not high at all on the list.
What's the knock on Fatui out of Washington?
He was one that, like, really, like, is what I look for, like, even at Deese Isaac, you know, out of Penn State. And I know I'm talking about Penn State guys for LeVar, but when you watch them, like, I look for that burst. I look for that get off. Because that at the next level gives you a chance. Like, I don't think you win very often with power anymore. Everything's speed, everything's bend, it's hands, it's, you know, having those heavy hands. You know, Jared Verse, to me, when watching him, was a really good college player, but he's really stiff in the hips. And to me, it's tough to turn corners. It's tough to redirect. And you see so oftentimes quarterbacks are getting so good at setting the pocket and stepping back up into it. And you see a lot of edge rushers got to retrace their steps and kind of counter or spin back to make those sacks half the time. It's just quarterbacks are more mobile. You're not just going to like expect to get to the spot and get to that guy more often than not. So there's a number of guys. Like Chris Braswell is a kid out of Alabama, too, that I loved watching. Like, he was just productive. They moved him around. Like, you know, again, other people don't have him ranked as high, but, you know, these are guys that I like a lot better based on what I've seen, at least depending on where they're taken.
You think Trey Hendrickson's agent, him and his agent, look at it and go, all right, maybe not the best year for edge rushers in the draft. This is the time. Like, if we do put the pressure on them, like, you can't just go out and find somebody like a wide receiver.
You think they might have caught wind that they are thinking about drafting a defensive end? That could possibly be what it is.
Yeah, they might have gotten wind. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, yeah. And sometimes you'll see that from time to time.
Indeed.
But, you know, it's funny. Like, you know, so Hendrickson, he's under contract, but they took Miles Murphy last year in the first round. You know, he was the player out of Clemson that's kind of sitting behind him anyway. So I don't know that they would necessarily, if that's the direction they're going. You know, Sam Hubbard's obviously younger. They took Joseph Asai back in the third round, you know, in 21. I mean, who knows what their thought process is, but like, there's a lot of other positions when I look at the roster that you got to kind of think and wonder, like, they got Mike Gesicki, but would they go with another tight end, or are they good with Drew Sample and Gesicki? You know, because Bowers has been talked about being at that spot. Do you get a wide receiver knowing you're going to trade T. Higgins? Even if he plays under the franchise tag this year, you could tag him again and trade him. You know, or they could trade him after the draft once they've got him. You lose some leverage there, but that's, you know, there's also the thought of, like, let's have Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and a first-round draft pick a wide receiver, and that's the guy going to replace Tyler Boyd. So yeah. It's hard to get a feel for how these teams look at their roster and how it's currently set.
I just hope none of these guys for the Bengals or none of these guys in the drafts are feeling alone in their job search. Because if you're tired of feeling alone in yours, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And our thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific, throughout the first round of the draft. We've got insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim. We've got Rob Stone from Big Noon Kickoff, and the main event of it all, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington. Will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart app, presented by Express Pros.
Can I make one criticism about that read?
Yeah, what's that?
You always add in Pacific time. It's not in there. Yeah, it's not in there.
Letting
for
people
a
know.
That's not in there for a reason.
You're a Pacific Time racist. That's the problem.
Dang.
So you don't consider Pacific Time a real time.
I don't think that's like the definition of it. I think you'd have to say it's like timist. Like I'm like a
timist.
Yeah, yep. Like a Pacific Time timist.
Yeah, but we don't have a timist drop. We got a racist drop. Timist drop, don't have it in the system. So you got to go with
that's
what
an entirely different definition.
All right.
Well, and I'm also not the one that said Trey Hendrickson was slow.
That is true.
I did.
Yeah, retroactively, can we play that drop again?
By the way, Marina? I love how you compared it to Brian Cox. That's
the first one that comes to mind. You know? But I listen to The Temptations, you know. Yes, that's one of the type deals.
I got you. Yeah. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next here from these TireRack.com studios, somebody in the world of sports is being rewarded for some loyalty. We'll have the details for you here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios. We got a flex move by one team in the NFL, just flexing all over everybody else as we get set for the draft later on tonight. We'll tell you who that team is again a little over 10 minutes from now. Before we get to another edition of In Case You Missed It, though, shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. So a reminder for you, if you've missed any of the show, be sure to check out that pod, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air. And I do want to ask, Lee, some people were bitching and moaning yesterday about the podcast not going up or not being able to get the podcast. Did you see any of that? What happened? Was it just some sort of a technical glitch? I don't know. It was probably some people that were half in the bag and didn't remember how to find it, but
it was probably a technical glitch. These things do tend to happen sometimes, very rarely, but it happens. But it looks all good to me right now.
So how about people
it
stop?
It seems to happen to us a lot more than other people.
What are you getting at there?
I'm just saying, I feel like we get those complaints about our podcast not being posted or having an issue listening to our show. I see that more on X than I do anything else.
Dang.
I mean, dang.
I'm just saying, Lee. Like,
Lee, you suck.
Hey, what's Lee. Going on there, Lee?
Hey, well, I don't know. I think I do a pretty good job with it. I don't have an extra AP, but these do tend to happen in the middle of the night when they do have technical issues. One or two times it's been on me, but
I mean,
one
we are
two, three, or four.
Yeah, Lee, we've been doing the show too long for just to be two times. You know,
to defend Lee, we are the show that does have a fire alarm that goes off periodically in the middle of the show. So, you know, we do get, you know, kind of the short end of the stick on a lot of that stuff.
And when these issues do happen, it has to take a few hours until other people show up to their regular 9-to-5s to fix it.
Yeah, oh, there you go, Lee.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah. Shots fired.
File that toothbrush down.
The Empire Strikes Back.
Right in the ribs.
Get him, Lee.
Bang, bang.
So what you saying? Nobody's up to help you? There's no technical help? No support?
All alone out here, baby, but I ain't complaining.
All right, well, that's appropriate.
I will sympathize with you on that one for certain.
But
Lee, are you out of the friend zone yet?
There is no friend zone. What are we talking about?
There's no nothing. Is there no nothing?
I don't know, man.
There's counsel involved here.
I'll say this. I got
no, not that one. The other one.
Come on, Lee. You're supposed
that
to keep
zone.
Up.
I got
keep
heavy up. Money on Lee. I got heavy money on Lee in that.
Do you really?
Yes, yeah. I do.
Odds are improving.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Dramatically.
Yeah.
Ooh, I need to hear this.
Yes. Well, listen.
Oh, wow.
It is time for this.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you In Case You Missed It.
And look who it is. Our executive producer, Lee DeLapp.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jonas. Good morning, Brady. Good morning, LeVar. Guys, it's been a while. We've always wondered, is the PGA going to make
good? Hey, Lee.
Hey, Brady. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is the PGA going to make good? Woo! Is the PGA Tour going to make good and reward all the players who showed their loyalty and did not jump over to the LIV Golf Tour. So the news is out. Tiger Woods will receive $100 million in equity. Rory McIlroy will make about $50 million in equity. Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas about $30 million. This after the PGA Tour has raised about $3 billion in funds.
Yeah, there's stipulations to this, by the way. So you have to meet certain PGA Tour membership requirements. And then after a period of time, I believe the 50% of it, so $50 million for Tiger, would be, I believe, after like 4 years or something like that.
Yeah, fourth year.
And then after two more years, then it's another 25. After another two, it's 25. The hard thing about the $100 million then for Tiger is like he's getting up there to at an age where he would technically be eligible for the Champions Tour, which is the Senior Tour. So I don't know if that still falls in line with this or not. But he's also been battling through injuries. Like, he's not playing as much. So it might be hard for him to be able to actually make these requirements, even though the numbers look good.
So Justin Spieth and Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas are also getting $30 million each?
Yeah, the top, 36 players, I believe, are getting a piece of $750 million of equity, essentially, into that was put into the tour.
What's your guy Scheffler getting?
Some money.
What's Scheffler getting? He should be getting the most of anyone.
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, that's great for those guys, but like, present day, that's the guy. Man, if you're Liv, go after Scheffler with all you got. Let's turn this thing upside down. Let's piss some people off.
It feels like every time the PGA Tour makes a move to try to like calm the waters, it just, I don't know, it never looks like it's as good as it needs to be.
Yeah, especially when you consider how much did Liv offer Tiger? Was it $1 billion?
Almost. Yeah. Either $1 billion or like $800 million, which, yeah.
What else we got, Lee?
Guys, in case you missed it, the Bears unveiled their new $5 billion plan for Lakefront Stadium that includes 70,000 seats, a translucent fixed dome, park space, youth athletic fields, and a lot more. You guys see that?
Yeah, I got one question for you guys. It looks awesome, right?
Yeah.
Where the hell are people going to park?
That's what I'm saying. there's one, some guy found, some Bears fan found one little tiny spot that said, okay, I found the parking. It's right here. Like the whole thing, it's a clown show. Like, I'll believe it when I see it. This is like the fourth attempt at getting this stuff done, and they figured, oh, we'll drop it and get everybody excited as we draft a new quarterback.
It's underground, guys.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'll believe it when I see it. I don't think it's ever getting done.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that happen in Chicago that are unbelievable.
Underground. Yeah.
This is one that I got to believe it to see it, or see it to believe it.
What else are you getting at? What else is unbelievable?
Well, what else happened there?
I don't know. What are you referring to?
Dang.
Damn.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.